on earth.
Are you listening to me?
Against all odds and defying all logic.
From the Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Garden Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now at 844-5600. Download the WNSR app and take us with you.
It's just a stupid click of a button that takes 2 seconds.
It's patriotic. It's perfect.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Good Thursday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good start, good day. Little weather, little rain, little spring showers that bring, April showers?
April showers bring May flowers.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
I'm wondering, I was thinking about this driving in. Maybe we should have Matthew and Gunnar Nelson back on to sing After the Rain. Huh?
They'd do it. They would.
They would?
Yeah.
Friends of show. Love those guys, man. We need to get them back on the show. We need to get them in
today?
Studio.
Today?
Well, not today, but at some point, we need to get them in
right
studio.
Right now.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Just talk to them for 2 hours.
No, they hang. They hang. I'm sure they would. You know, they live here. They've lived here a long time. Both the brothers, the Nelson brothers,
Matthew and Gunner. Like close to 20 years, I think they have.
Over 20 years.
They've both been guests on the show. For some reason, I was thinking about those guys today. Cool dudes, man.
The rain? Was it the rain?
Yeah, it was probably the rain. I woke up singing After the Rain. I'm not going to sing for you.
Oh, my God.
Here on the show today. I know. How you doing, Pogi?
Look at this. Sunshine.
Yeah.
Now, Charlie, you drove in, a bunch of crap this morning as the front went through. But I think this part of it is...
I don't remember this morning. What is it, 9:06? That was like 5 hours ago already.
Was there rain in your past?
Well, I wasn't singing Nelson, I'll tell you that much.
No, that early in the morning, right? You're just on autopilot. You're not really paying attention to what's going on.
John,
right?
I don't know how I got here.
Right.
Is my car in the parking lot? Does
it is. I saw
know?
It. Yeah, it's good. You're good. You're good. You're fine.
But you had Predneck Nation, right? So you had to get here earlier than you.
I get here at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I know.
Yeah. Good times.
About what time I got home last night.
Yeah, me too.
I was facetious. You're not.
No, I had to.
Johnny Nashville, baby.
I had a good
Johnny
time.
Nashville.
I had a good time last night. We'll just leave it at that.
No, we won't.
No, I mean, it was nothing, nothing illegal, nothing, well, Nashville's back, baby.
Let me ask you something.
Nashville's back, and it is great to be back.
I'm sure they're all practicing COVID protocols.
I was having a bad night, and then I went into this one spot, and I saw some friends I hadn't seen forever, and we ended up having a really good time. So shout out to everybody. I met these really nice girls, Charlie from New Jersey. They're all grad students, and they were just
what exit?
Morristown.
They ain't from Jersey, then.
Morristown.
If they told you what town they're from, they're not really from there. They must be just transplants
right.
Visiting.
It's got to be the exit, right?
Yeah. Only people from New Jersey.
Hey, what exit are you from?
117.
All right.
Short Points, Keyport.
Yeah. I got cousin.
Route 36.
I got cousin lives there.
Don't get off of 117A. You'll go to Mattawan. Don't go there.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
I got to think Johnny Nashville's exit plan was not involving the interstate.
Probably not.
The exit plan would be...
What are you talking about?
Leaving the bar with someone.
Oh, no.
You don't do that.
I'm not saying I don't do that, but I didn't last night.
Okay. Yeah. Well, only because you didn't want to.
Anyway.
How's Johnny Nashville this morning?
Johnny Nashville's feeling great. It's Masters Week.
We've got drippings.
Pardon me?
Yes. At 16:46, Westwood 1, sponsored by Riverside Golf Links, 640 Old Hickory Boulevard, out of Old Hickory, Tennessee. Book a tee time or call 615-847-5704. If you've ever been over the river.
It's 16:46 past the hour, folks.
Exactly.
We're going to have Masters updates for
drippings.
You from Westwood.
I call them drippings.
I like that because the music is very soothing.
Yeah.
And pretty soon we'll have the dulcet tones of Jim Nantz. Hello, friends.
It drips.
Yes, it does.
But, hey, I'll watch it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Listen, every bit of it. I don't care who's in it. I've been watching it before Tiger was born.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. It's good to hear somebody say that because I know there's a lot of people saying, well, I'm not going to watch because Tiger's not playing. Well, you know what? Go kick rocks. Because here's the thing, right? I'm not I will admit, I'm not a regular PGA Tour watcher, right? I won't sit down and watch the John Deere Classic or whatever it is. But I like watching the Masters, especially the final round, because I want to see whose nerves are going to hold up on Sunday with a Master when you have a chance to, you know, be a made man in the sport of golf. You win one major, right, Pokey?
Yeah.
You win one major, you're a made man.
But if especially in for our country, the Masters
sure.
and the U.S. Open,
sure.
obviously. British Open is huge worldwide.
Sure.
And the PGA is really the golfers' tournament, right?
Exactly.
The PGA. And U.S. Open, quite frankly, anybody can win.
The three
it.
Of us could qualify yeah. and play in the U.S. Open,
get,
conceivably.
If we get our U.S. Open membership
yep.
with the PGA,
USGA, yep.
we could, and we go through the qualifiers, and yeah. we could win it. So that's why it's called the U.S.
Open. So I am looking forward to the Masters.
Oh, you are.
And I don't care if that Tiger's not playing. By the way, if Tiger were playing, he wasn't going to win. There you go.
Well, I'll give you this, too, of course.
And he needs to slow down, by the way.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, did you read that?
What, 75?
I heard it in the 80s.
Well, that was the, he topped out there.
84 and a 45, and he hit the tree at 75.
That's it.
What the heck was he doing?
84. He was driving 84 miles per hour when he hit the tree.
At 7:30 in the morning on a road where there were no other cars?
He was in a hurry. 85, that's what he was going. And then when he hit the tree, he was going 75 when he hit the tree. Most trees win at 75 miles per hour.
I know they say no charges are going to be filed, no evidence of, being impaired or anything like that. There's more to it than that. There's got to be.
The man had a wreck.
You're just telling me why is he going 80 some miles an hour?
Why do people drive fast? I don't know. Because you can?
I maintain there's something more to this.
That's my opinion.
I don't know, but if Greg Pogue was found to have had a car accident, was going 85 and 84 and a 45, he'd be cited for, at minimum, reckless driving, because we've all heard this before, and we know that's how it works in the actual world.
Right.
It's just kind of strange to me that, look, whether there was anything else involved or not, driving a motor vehicle on a residential road at that speed, losing control, crashing into a tree, you should be cited for multiple motor vehicle violations. You should. I'm sorry. That's a moment where I see the story, I read the story, and I go, if I had done that, what would the charges be? And there would be a long list of them. And I would have to get new insurance, and I'd have to pay a high premium for probably many years because of that one incident. But then they announced yesterday, 84 and a 45, 75 head on into a tree, but absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I mean, no citations,
no speeding
charges,
ticket?
Nothing.
I'm just saying, I when these stories come out, it's always the moment that everybody goes, exactly, of course, that's what we expect. A rich guy does something and we have the evidence and nothing. I mean, look, I'm not saying he should go to jail or anything like that.
Right.
I'm saying, where's his speeding ticket? Where's his reckless driving citation? And what in the hell are you doing going that fast in a neighborhood?
Yeah, I mean,
that's all.
Pogey, all due respect, I can't just chalk it up to he was driving fast. I mean, I tend to drive a little fast, but not 80-some miles an hour or 40-some miles over the speed limit.
Well, and that residential area is basically the mountains that surround there. I mean, so, it was, and they've already, they'd already said they'd had a bunch of wrecks on that thing anyway, that stretch.
Yeah.
So, Vanderbilt basketball, good news for Jerry Stackhouse. A pair of high school teammates, both of them four-star recruits, according to the 24/7 composite, 6'9", Lee Dort, and 6'2", guard Noah Shelby. Shelby, Baylor, Kansas, Arizona, Auburn, but both teammates have committed to Vanderbilt, and this is the, so far, the ultimate recruiting get for Vanderbilt and Jerry Stackhouse.
Well, that's a good sign, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because...
And he's been in the doors of a lot of...
Yeah. You know, listen, a guy like Jerry Stackhouse can carry a lot of clout, you know, with these young men. He played in the NBA. He was where a lot of these kids ultimately want to go, right, to the NBA. And he can, you know, he can go into people's living rooms and say, all right, I can get you there. You come play with me. You know, we'll win some games. We'll compete in the SEC. And I can get you ready for the next level because I know what it takes because I played, what did he play, 14 years, 12 years in the NBA? So good job by Jerry Stackhouse. Shows commitment, on his part to want to really be here and turn this thing around. I know he interviewed for the UNC job. Anybody in his position would have done that. But it shows commitment that he's really invested in really, really getting this program up and running.
Vanderbilt baseball open up. We'll have Tim Corbin here after the break with Georgia tonight, tomorrow night, and on Saturday, 6 o'clock tonight, 6:30 tomorrow night, and Saturday at 2, our pregame here on Nashville Sports Radio with Kevin Ingram starts at 15 minutes before every first pitch.
Ingy. So,
yep, talk about that. Braves got a win, split a doubleheader. They had a pair of seven-inning games yesterday. They won the first one, had to hold on to do it, and then the second one went to the Nationals. So,
Pretty cool to wake up in the yesterday morning 0-4, and then you go to bed, you're 2-4. You're feeling a lot better about things. So
I think they split, didn't they?
No, they won both.
Did they win
both?
Oh, that's second, one. Okay, both I missed
second,
that. Okay.
Second game, they won 2-0.
I was in and out. Boy, I tell you what, I love. I had a lot of places to bounce around to. I listened to all afternoon to Braves baseball.
And wasn't it fun?
No, it's great.
I did the same thing, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it will be Westwood 1 at 16-46 today and tomorrow. We will have our Masters reports. Going to be sponsored by Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard, Old Hickory, Tennessee. Call and book a tee time today, 615-847-5074. If you've been out that way and you go over the Cumberland River, it just sits right there on the river next to that bridge on Old Hickory Boulevard. It's a beautiful, beautiful setting, and glad to have them sponsoring Riverside Golf Links, sponsoring our reports from Augusta.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf, even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, it's all about the plain old grilled cheese, and I make it a soup and sandwich by adding the tomato basil soup each and every time. You just simply can't go wrong with it. Looking for something else? The pesto bomb will always steer you in the right direction. House-made pesto, spinach, onions, cucumbers, and tomatoes on your choice of bagel. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
And now, Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For today, sunshine, highs near 75. Tonight, clear, lows 56. Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the 80s. Friday night, chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, lows near 61. Could see some rain for Saturday, highs near 72. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
By the way, I will be doing the Masters leaderboards today, John. That is such become such a rub.
Well, you know, when you work with Henry Rothenberg, you know, Mr. I, me.
I will be doing the Masters leaderboards.
Well, fine. So, you can go ahead and do them.
Well, thank you, because here we go. Hudson Swafford and Siwoo Kim. 2 under, Matt Jones, Charles Schwartzel.
Matt Jones.
Kevin Kinser at 1 under, and a bunch of people of the golfers at even par. That includes Henrik Stenson, Stuart Sink, and the one I want to mention, Bernhard Langer.
Yeah.
That sucker doesn't play. He plays one tournament a year.
Yeah.
And he's always in the hunt at the Masters.
Freddie Couples was that guy for a long time. Remember that?
Yeah.
He would always be, like, you know, in contention after Friday, and then he'd kind of fade out. But it was always fun to watch.
I want to introduce our nurse.
I am going to introduce our next guest.
Okay, go ahead. Go
ahead. He is the 2-time national champion coach of the Vandy Boys Vanderbilt baseball team. The great Tim Corbin joins us. Morning, Coach. How are you?
Good, John. Greg, how you guys doing?
Well,
having fun on a Thursday.
Thank you on game day for putting up with us, okay?
Thank you for putting up with us, period.
Really, but on game day especially, and here are two knuckleheads in here being silly, and you're over there trying to win a damn conference. You know, I want to just the trip to LSU. You've been down there to get that sweep, something that doesn't happen. I don't know the last time it did happen. Talk about the trip down there. I know we're going to look ahead to Georgia tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, but you go down there and sweep LSU, you've done something.
You're right, because it's a tough place to play. We've played well at Alex Fox through the years. We've never swept before. We've won a series down there before, but yeah, it's very difficult to do, especially with a team that's a little bit unknowing. That was our second road trip in a row, and we've been fortunate to play so well on the road, being Missouri and then LSU. But LSU, and not to minimize Missouri's situation, but LSU from a fan base standpoint, you can feel it. And even though we're in the virus world right now and it wasn't full capacity, you could still feel it. Those were two night games to begin with on Thursday and Friday, and certainly Friday there was a big crowd. And then, into Saturday, too, it was a good-sized crowd. So the guys played well. We pitched well, of course, through the weekend, both from a starting standpoint and relief standpoint. And certainly the first two nights, we offensively hit the ball pretty well.
You know, and I was reading or heard a commentary or just an answer to a question, LSU coach talking about how obnoxious the UT fans were on a recent trip there a couple weeks ago. And I'm thinking, LSU coach talking about fans being obnoxious. Let me think. But can you... You know, usually when it's a full crowd, there's that buzz, right?
Yep.
But now you have socialized distancing and all the things and limited crowds. Can you pick up on more what's going on, you know, with some knucklehead up there who wants to get on your team, you, your players, or anything? Because it seems like it'd be a lot easier to pick up on that than when it was a full crowd.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, when it is full, it's more of just a general buzz through the stadium. But now you can hear voices a little bit more. You certainly can in left field and right field. I mean, they're right on top of you, and our players hear that as well. And a lot of it's fun for the most part. I mean, they're going to – the thing about social media is everyone has access to who you are as a person. So if they want to find something out and they want to get personal, they will. And that's when comments flow quite freely, especially if there's beverages out there. So I think you're going to hear that every so often. But I was telling Maggie too, because Maggie always goes and she sits near the dugout. And I'll tell you something about LSU fans is they've always been very nice to us. You know, they have. I mean, as a team. And, you know, me personally, I guess it's just being around 19 years and having your wife around. I just don't feel the animosity that you get. I think they're certainly respectful of good baseball. They're certainly respectful of people that have been around a while. And generally speaking, I would say that 90% of their fans, if not more, are just very good baseball fans.
Talking with Tim Corbin, head coach of the Vandy Boys. Tim, you mentioned it yesterday when you spoke to the media. Georgia kind of brings some uniqueness to the field this weekend, right?
They do. I think the thing about the first piece of that, John, the pitching, because they were going to face two lefties right out of the gate, and the last time we did that was Oklahoma State when we took that trip. But offensively, they've got a pretty athletic squad, and they're older. They've got some seniors that have been around for a while, some fifth-year guys. A former player of ours is going to be playing second base for them tonight, Garrett Blaylock, who's a good player. He's not thin anymore. I saw him last night, and we talked in left field before he left to go back to the hotel, and he's probably put on 15, 20 pounds. He looks really good. So, yeah, they have a little bit of strength, and they certainly can run a little bit, even though they don't have a lot of stolen base numbers. They're very athletic, so... This is, again, a very good test for our team.
Tim, you mentioned it. You know, so much has been made about your top two starters, Kumar and Jack, and for good reason. But, you know, your relievers also have to get the job done as well. How would you assess the job your bullpen has done?
Very good up to this point. I mean, they gave up one earned run in 12 innings last week, and it was more of the same the week before. So, I think when you look at Ethan Smith, Ethan was very powerful during the course of the fall and early spring. And then I felt like from a fastball command standpoint, he was a tick off. And then the other day, I thought he was outstanding against LSU. Maldonado continues to grow as a pitcher. He's got a good arm. His ball moves a lot. He's got a lot of diversions to his ball. The two-seamer runs into the righty. The slider runs away. The cutter runs away. So, you know, when a pitcher's got, I think that's the one thing about guys when they get older, John, is they start to manipulate the ball. They start getting comfortable manipulating the ball and trying different things. And, you know, it's one thing to throw the ball hard, but it's another thing to really move the ball with command. And that's where Smitty and Maldonado and Murphy and a host of others are able to do when they get in there. And if we get that type of relief pitching, it keeps the game, it neutralizes the game. And that's what Smitty did on Sunday, because we get in there and it's very tight ball game. And he just kept the game where it was supposed to be.
Right.
Until Bulger got up and got the two-run knock, and that put us ahead. But, yeah, they've done a nice job for us.
How good is it to win those kind of games, or even lose? You know, no one wants to lose, obviously, but right. To have that 5-4 where the pressure is to make the plays, to make the pitching matchup switches, to do all the different things that you have to do to win a close game. It usually there's several things you stack on top of moves to get that, because sometimes the first two might get out of hand, and that's a nice problem to have, but to win a close game.
It's a great point, because you have to be in those games in order to win them at the end. And you know, Greg, you're going to be in them in the end. I mean, and typically you're in them in Friday night and Saturday night, or in this case, Thursday and Friday night, as well as the third game, too. And, you know, when you spread yourself, that's kind of a luxury item, you know, in terms of winning a game 13-1. That doesn't happen. And when it does, you take it and you move forward. But to your point, when you play those games, yeah, those are high-temperature situations, so the execution on the mound has to be good. The execution with a glove certainly has to be good. Throwing to right bases and so on, everything becomes a little bit heightened and exploited. And then you mentioned the variables of switching positions. We played Martin the other night, played a one-run game, and in one position we played five different people, and it became a pinch hit. Defensive replacement, pinch run, another defensive replacement, pinch hit. So, you know, you get yourself in those situations, and then you start saying, then you really start examining your roster, because now you start looking at your roster a little bit differently. Say, okay, if we had to do that again, we were out last night and talking about our roster for this weekend. That's exactly what came up, and the only way you get pushed to that thought is by close games. So that's a very good point.
Yeah, how about UT Martin, Coach? They brought the fight the other night.
They really did, and you know, I kind of felt that. I think what I'll tell you, John, those Tuesday night games are very difficult to play.
I can imagine they are. That,
yeah, because you know you're playing a team that is very motivated to beat you. They pulled back their Thursday starter, who started for them the week before during Easter weekend, and pitched them against us, which is fine, but. The thing, you're coming off either a high or a low, or a definitely an emotional swing, because you get into our conference, it's the same for them. I mean, it's all relative. They've got conference games too. But when we come back and then you're playing at home and then you're playing a local team, it's almost like, okay, we got to get going again, because you've had the day off. And in this case, Sunday and Monday was the day off. And then you get fired up again on Tuesday. You know, a lot of times, particularly when you play those Tuesday games and you're facing three and four and five different pitchers, you can't find your rhythm offensively. And you leave those games sometimes feeling like, my gosh, we weren't that good. When really the answer is over on the, across the street. It's guys that might have downshifted the ball a little bit, five different guys, five different rhythms. They execute too. And I thought they were coached very well. That was an Auburn staff. All former Auburn players and a former LSU catcher who was a head coach at College of Charleston. So it was a very good staff, and I knew they were going to be good, and I knew they were going to be coached well. That Martin program's improving a lot, and I'm glad to see it. Anytime a programs growing inside this state. I'm very happy for those types of teams.
Well, and you hadn't lost a midweek game since you were at Presbyterian, right? Is that what the, it seems that way.
I said it earlier, since Moses wore short pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I don't know. I'll cross my fingers on that one.
Yeah. Friday night, settling in, national television, really wanted to watch the matchup between Jack Leiter and Jaden Hill, and as we've learned now, you know, he had to leave the game early and he's out for the season, and you hate that. I mean, because obviously, yeah, along with Kumar and Jack, was one of the, you know, top three, four pitchers in the country. You hate to see that for a young man.
Yeah, you don't like it at all. I mean, you realize that it's happening more and more because these power arms, something has to give, and Jaden's got a very, very good arm. And you know, when it happened, we had a long inning with Leiter, and you know, I came in and I told Mike, I said, let's slow down the offense now. We got to give Leiter a break because he just came up with a 20-minute inning, and my gosh, our half lasted about 40 minutes, and the catcher was injured first, so that slowed down the game for quite some time. He was hit with the ball, and then Jaden had the arm injury, and I never saw it. He threw a pitch, and you could tell he walked to the back of the mound, and then the trainer came out. And when that happens, it's never good. I mean, it's never good because you see it, you know it, you feel it, and it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate for the kid, and it's unfortunate for LSU too, because he's a guy that they've really relied upon, and with him and Marceau, those are two very, very good starters, and that's just tough for their team.
Tim Corbin is our guest, and Coach, I asked you this yesterday, not only about Jack and Kumar, but your entire team. You guys have been the talk of the baseball world, the entire baseball world. You know, MLB broadcasts were, you know, from all over the country, we're like, wow, how about Vanderbilt? How about this team? And, you know, Jack and Kumar, I think, were on the front page of MLB.com yesterday. How is your team handling all this? You know, all the notoriety and that kind of stuff. It seems like, you know, this is a high-profile program. I get it. But, you know, the kids have to be able to kind of, you know, put that stuff to the side and concentrate on what they need to do, you know, on that particular day. How are they handling things so far?
I think fine. I mean, you don't know internally how people handle certain things, John. It's one thing to posture your way through life or act your way through life and act as if nothing.
Who are you telling? I've been doing it for decades. Fake it till you make it, Coach.
Yeah. I think these kids are well-equipped to handle things like that. Kumar, you know, the thing about both of them is they were very celebrated coming out of high school.
Right.
And their decision to come to school made some noise, too, because they both could have been rewarded financially, and they weren't, because they came to Vanderbilt, and they bet on themselves. So, and I've always thought this, and, I've talked to Kumar and Jack about it lightly, but, you know, Kumar grew up in stadiums his whole life. Jack grew up in stadiums his whole life. I think they've seen a lot of fanfare, and from what I can tell in my conversations with them, you know, we never talk about that side of it. We don't talk about the celebration moments off the field or how they're celebrated off the field. We very much are centered on what we're doing. And the centering piece and emotional piece is talked about in the classroom every day. I mean, if I talked about it again for about 25 minutes yesterday, and it's where you have to be when you're 18, 19, and 20 years old to get to that point where you really can immerse yourself in what you're doing right now. Now, off the field, I'm sure they read things, but at the same time, they don't glorify themselves. Their confidence is very contained, and I think it's used in the right way. So we'll continue to help them along with that.
Absolutely, Coach.
Tim, John asked me yesterday, or maybe Monday, which baseball poll to pay attention. There's like five or six of them.
Yeah.
There's Division I Baseball, Baseball America, NCBWA, the Writers, Collegiate Baseball, Baseball America, I mentioned, USA Today Coaches Poll. I told him Baseball America and the Coaches Poll. Was off base?
you know, the polls that I would really watch are the ones on July 1st. They'll all look the same.
Oh, my God. Did he just coach speak
I
the
love
heck?
It, man.
He just coach
this
speak
This ain't his
me.
First rodeo, man. Greg. Good job, coach. I like it.
Lord
I like it. Well played,
man.
Sir.
You know it's the only one that matters.
No.
You know it's the only one that matters.
Man. Well played, sir.
All right, I got another one for you there, Coach.
Okay.
What's the process for regionals, bidding on regionals, getting regionals in super regionals? Because you know you want to be at home, and there's a lot of teams that will qualify to be at home. What is that process this year?
Well, it's not a whole lot different, although the decisions will be made a whole lot earlier from my understanding and from what we're understanding right now, but the bidding process will be about the same. What Vanderbilt does is puts out a bid to host a regional, and it'll be a money amount. And to host a regional, it's always been about the money, but it primarily is about what you're doing inside the season, the regular season, and within your conference. And then after that, you bid for a super regional as well. So that bid has to take place. It'll happen very soon. And then I would say April and May is when they're going to start pulling the trigger on regional sites. So they're going to do it a little bit sooner. And, you know, my only concern, and then some of these things are out of our control, so we can't really spend a lot of time thinking about them, but my only concern is the seeding process, because for the first time since I've been coaching, there's going to be a very distorted look to college baseball in terms of records and schedules and so on, much like football, but because we play more games, it'll even be more distorted. You're going to have a lot of teams that have played games in the 40s, then you'll have a lot of teams that have played games in the 50s. So how they do that with the RPI is going to be interesting to me, and just hopefully the best teams get rewarded well.
By the way, on July 1st, you hope the polls are saying then what they're saying right now. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, that's so clever. Good job by you, Greg. You thought of that all by yourself.
Well, because Vander's at the top of every dang
well,
one
yeah,
of them.
Well,
okay.
There you go.
All right. Tim, thanks. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
good luck this weekend.
Coach, thanks for putting up with us. Good luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you both always. I appreciate you guys.
All right.
Thanks, Tim.
See you, Tim. Vanderbilt baseball coach. He coached speak the heck out of me, didn't he?
Boy, he got you good. Yeah. He got us good on that one, didn't he?
And he knew he was coach speaking it when he was doing
it. Oh,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So here comes that coach speak.
You don't win two natties, you know, by not knowing how to navigate the
I was trying to help you too, man. You
know, no, I know. I appreciate that because I remember I asked you that earlier. Yeah, so
I go by the coaches in Baseball America. Those
well, then
the
that's what I'll – if it's good enough for Greg Pogue, it's good enough for me.
There you go.
It's so it is written, so it shall be.
And it's fine for Tim Corbin come July 1st.
Dang
right,
Skippy.
We'll take a break. We're wide open to the top of the hour, 615-844-5600.
Welcome back to Love League. It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April, describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
Yeah, I'm gonna take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Four great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, race fans, this is Darrell Waltrip, and I'm letting you know that NASCAR returns to the Nashville Super Speedway for a NASCAR Cup Series race with the inaugural Ally 400. Join us on Father's Day weekend for 3 days of racing, June the 18th through June the 20th. Get your tickets now at NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com or call 866-RACE-TIX. That's 866-RACETIX. I'll see you out there.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Going to get back to your phone calls here in a little while. Got our Masters update from Westwood One presented by Riverside Golf Links coming up here in just a few moments. And a few other things going on until then. It was sort of funny, but the we hadn't touched on Vanderbilt Fire. Stephanie Smith, yes, yesterday, but we didn't play it forward.
Stephanie White.
I'm going to do that for the rest of my life. Stephanie White, who's going to get that job? I want to do that a little bit later on because I think you're going to be surprised by the caliber of coach that would like to have that job. I just think it fits. It checks all the boxes.
Okay.
It really does for women's basketball. So we'll see with that. Obviously, we got to get into a little Predators Red Wings preview with Charlie here a little bit later on as well. But all of our Masters reports are going to be sponsored by Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard in Old Hickory. Call and book a tee time today, 615-847-5074. They got 27 holes out there, 18 of them championship courses for youth and starters and everything. It's a really neat right along the Cumberland River is where it is. So that's why they call it Riverside. Riverside.
Makes sense.
Golf Links as well, presenting with all of the all of our Masters reports. Hudson Swafford and, there's three at the top of the leaderboard earlier on. Hudson Swafford, Corey Connors, Siwoo Kim, and also Kevin Kinsner and Abraham Answer. All, and even now, Hideki Matsui, these things keep popping up. All of them at 100. So we don't see any early separation here early, right, by anyone that's gone out and bombed in three or four birdies in a row.
Now, Hideki Matsuyama.
Who did I say?
Hideki Matsui played for the Yankees.
He did.
World Series MVP in 2009.
Hideki Matsuyama with that. Henrik Stenson, Bernard Langer, always in that range. Ian Poulter. These are the names that you don't hear from them all year long, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden they show up at the Masters. Danny Willett is even. I mentioned that. He is from England, South Africa, and he attended Jacksonville State University. And a former Masters champion, Bubba Watson's it even early on as well. We'll have the reports all day today and tomorrow as well. The Masters going on down at Augusta.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf. Even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Nashville. This is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, there's no better way to start the day than with the Egg McBongo. It's perfect. A fried egg with cheddar jack cheese on an English muffin. That, paired with a cup of coffee, is the best way to start your day at Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. You can kick back and listen to the spin of vinyl records while enjoying a board game or two with all of your best friends. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2, Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee, our premier veteran-owned and operated exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to see how you can send a military care package today. This message is from Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee. For roofing, siding, gutter, storm damage, restoration, insurance claims, and more, call today at 615-956-5775. Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
If you're a first-time buyer, finding your first real home can feel like this.
Hot property.
Not going to last long.
Multiple offers.
30-year fix.
We need earnest money.
But a realtor has the expertise to strip away all the noise and focus on what really matters to you.
You're going
to
love this place. Great neighborhood. School is walkable. It even has a huge yard so Henry can practice his penalty kicks.
Finding the right place starts with you and a realtor with the expertise to make sure your voice is the only voice that matters. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Today we'll have mostly sunny skies, high 76. Mainly clear tonight, low 56. Friday's going to be sunny, but we can't rely on a stray afternoon thunderstorm or high 82. Widespread thunderstorm Saturday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue. We're presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall. Take a call or two. You want to call us, please do. 615-844-5600. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. I know all three Vanderbilt fans out there anxiously await my call each week. But
well, they do, and it's, hey, you're moving the needle. You're moving the needle for us, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know Vanderbilt sports really attract all the big ratings. But so what's the deal on Stackhouse's recruits? Y'all know any background on those guys? That's a nice surprise I am.
We're learning as we go, yeah. So to speak, right, Greg?
Well, they're teammates, and yeah. One of your present teammates is the one of your current teammates who's from Haiti, and one of the players that they signed is from Haiti, and their father, they have the same conservator as a father. So I thought that was interesting, but yeah, Lee Dort, 6'9" center, and Noah Shelby, 6'2" guard. I mean, both 4-stars, both teammates, and they could have. I mean, just to let you know, the defending national champion wanted them. So
yeah,
there you go.
Is Pippen said anything? Is he going to try to test the waters, or is he coming back?
I haven't heard anything about Pippen.
I haven't heard either. You know, I've got... I'm almost thinking that he comes back, because I think if he can do, he needs to do it again. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do understand what you're saying, to
put himself in a you know, play his way into the first round, quite frankly.
Well, I was a winner of the Goofy Lottery for the game tonight, so I actually get to go to one SEC home game this year.
Well, good for you, man. Yeah. Did you get one ticket, two tickets? What?
I got three, so my daughter and her friend can go, so it's so weird, but whatever. That's how they do it. Every other SEC school let people at least buy tickets. It's up to, but I mean, they're not charging, so well, obviously they don't need the revenue.
Well, they don't, and you know it, and I know it. selective poverty, back to what I go with. But I asked the question I think you wanted to ask, right, of Coach Corbin about the regional, because I thought it was a good question.
Yep.
Congratulations, Steve, you had one.
Yep.
Is that about just the bidding process, to, you know, because you want to be a regional and super regional. You're the number one, could be the number one overall seed.
Sure.
You want to play
home.
Yeah,
you want the easiest path to get to the College World Series as possible.
And you've earned it.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
It's still vague. I mean, will the NCAA require Vanderbilt to allow fans, though?
The NCAA can't require anybody to do anything when it comes to COVID attendance. That's determined by each school and within their own local parameters, right? The cities say. What are they doing now? Aren't they doing 20%? I think that's the most they could do anyway.
I don't understand.
And that could go up in the weeks ahead.
It's going to.
Don't you feel like going to?
Hey, NCAA, college football, they all said we're at full attendance. Boom, boom, boom. NFL basically said that.
Yeah, of course, NFL they said that last year.
NBA's saying that. We're going to have full, next season. We're full.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, both Mississippi schools are 100%. So they're doing, and your Rangers have a full crowd. So they're doing okay. Well, I hope Plaz is okay. The Bravos got a couple wins yesterday.
Yeah, well, the Rangers, I think they had, 40 sellout first game.
Yeah.
They can allow 42%.
Because the entire state of Texas is full go, right?
Right, yeah. And then and they say in about 3 to 4 weeks now, half of those will have two heads.
Well, Texas.
A third thumb.
Alrighty, y'all get me.
Yeah, you got.
Y'all get me the Haslam brothers number for me for next week.
Oh, I thought you were already set up tailgate area.
You said you had the tailgate going.
Come on, man.
We got Friday night. Y'all are going to do the show from the patio in left field.
Yeah, so it's already set up, man. We're good.
Sponsored by Strike and Spare.
That's right.
There you go.
As soon as the show's over, I'm gonna haul ass back to Nashville and hopefully to make TV.
Hey, you tell Larry to set it up. We'll talk about him.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, he'll take care of that for you. y'all be good.
See you, Steve.
All right, see you, Steve. Of course, his dad, Larry Schmitto.
Yes.
Own Strike. Great sponsors of the station.
Yes.
Strike and Spare.
Shout out.
There's one in the borough. I was in the borough yesterday afternoon right there at the Stones River Mall.
What were you doing in the borough?
One thing, going to Possibility Place to pick up my kid.
Okay.
Which is
that's kind of important.
Well, I mean, I live in Rutherford County, so I need to do things in Rutherford County.
Right.
What I was doing last night, I was having a beverage. Or one.
I thought you told me you don't drink anymore.
I don't. I just don't drink any less.
There you go.
Okay? I've hit a comfort zone John. Come on, man.
So when are we going to start getting the mock drafts out? I keep forgetting the draft is like right around the corner.
3 weeks from tonight.
Yeah. How about it?
Go ahead.
We're going to get Daniel Jeremiah from NFL.com saying about the tight. I was thinking about it, though. I know we're up against it, but I was thinking about it. This is kind of an important draft for JR, no?
Yeah.
Last year's draft, not so good. I mean, Isaiah Wilson, total bust. We don't know enough about Fulton or Darrington Evans or Laurel Murchison didn't seem to provide a whole lot. I'm not going to, be that guy and say JR's on the hot seat, but. He's kind of got to nail this draft, no?
Well, yeah, I think he's putting the pressure on himself, obviously.
Yeah,
where
and he should.
Yeah, and
you're one of 32. You got to have pressure on yourself.
So, Mock drafts. I look at the draft at 2-1 or 2. I know we got to talk about it because it's 3 weeks ahead. And go over what they need, and you know what they need. I think they need to add cornerback.
Sure.
Another receiver.
They go defense in the first round, don't they?
Depends. At 22. I mean, it's at that moment, I am a firm believer in best player available.
Right.
You know?
Right. Because
I think you can drop out of there if you don't and go back and get what you need in later rounds.
Well, like I said, I mean, I've been saying it all along. They got to fix that defense. So, secondary help would be great.
Well,
I mean,
Vrabel ran down his coaching staff. You should be confident in them.
I mean, you know what? Inside linebacker is an interesting thing. Jayon Brown's back on a 1-year deal, but he was hurt last year. Rashawn Evans did not have a good year. We love Rashawn Evans, but. You know, he didn't play well, and the only contributions he made were a lot of dumb penalties. So, lots to consider.
You know, the best thing would have been, who's the guy on the Forrest Gump? Coconut shrimp.
Oh.
You know, fried shrimp.
Yeah.
Grilled shrimp.
Bubba?
That's how Mike Vrabel should have ran off his coaching list.
Todd Downing, offensive coordinator. Yeah. Shane Bowen, defensive coordinator. Greg Aukerman, special teams.
Well, that explains it. All right. Coming up next hour, Rod Reed and your phone calls.
WPDQ Greensboro.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Nearly 19,000 migrant children were picked up at the southern border last month alone. That's the report out this morning from Customs and Border Protection. 744,000 people have filed first-time claims for jobless benefits. That number is higher than expected and higher than the previous week, even though other charts have shown the labor market improving. President Biden will sign executive actions on gun control at the White House today. He's nominating a gun control advocate to head up the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
The ATF has not had a permanent director since 2015. As part of his unveiling of executive actions on gun violence, President Biden today will announce he's nominating David Chipman to lead that bureau. Chipman has served as a key advisor to a gun control advocacy group led by former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who was wounded in a mass shooting in 2011. Before that, Chipman was a special agent at the ATF for 25 years.
That's ABC's Karen Travers. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Mr. Clean, Mr.
Clean, Mr. Clean. Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Kevin Nixon with Chamberlain Realty is on the air reminding all Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This salute is brought to you by Kevin Nixon with Chamberlain Realty, serving the area with quality and pride. For all your residential and commercial real estate needs, there's no finer name than Kevin Nixon with Chamberlain Realty. Whether you're in the market for buying or selling, call the pro today at 615-310-0202. Kevin Nixon with Chamberlain Realty, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Are you ready?
Behold!
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
Against all odds and defying all logic.
From the Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex. Welcome back to the Greg Bogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Garden Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now at 844-5600. Download the WNSR app and take us with you.
It's just a stupid click of a button that takes 2 seconds.
It's patriotic. It's perfect.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two. Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Vogue, Omni Nashville Hotel, Gog and Cold Hall, presenting us this morning. I got a couple Masters reports this hour. TSU football coach Rod Reed. We may need to move him around, right? I was looking at that earlier on because to fit in our times, because he usually comes in at 10:40. We'll figure it out.
We'll work it out.
Yeah, we'll work it out. We will work it out.
That's so, right.
615-844-5600 if you want to call us, please do. The Braves did get the sweep yesterday, so two. They had lost four in a row to start the season. I mean, you know, that wouldn't make much difference one way or the other, really, that early.
But it is nice to wake up on Thursday or Wednesday morning 0-4 and go to bed 2-4. Mm-hmm. It feels a lot better, sounds a lot better. So yeah, we talked about it yesterday. The Braves will be fine. You know, it's 162 game season. They're too good. They're too talented. They're not. You know, they're not. They're fine.
By the way, I've got a bone to pick with you and Steve, quite frankly, and Brian and your whole staff. You should lead all of your baseball coverage other than Vanderbilt. Off with the Brewers.
Why?
They are the AAA affiliate of the Nashville Sounds are the AAA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers.
That's duly noted. We'll take that under advisement.
In other words, yeah, good luck.
In other words, kick rocks, pal.
if a
Sounds player gets called up and does something significant, we'll spotlight
I'll
it.
I'll let you know.
All right.
So no, I
any other bones you'd like to pick with me?
No,
there,
Greg? I thought you knew that was tongue in cheek.
I think in return, JB ought to get to pick some of your bones
if he can find them.
Oh, he'll get there. Don't worry.
Anyway,
all right. Predators, Red Wings tonight, 6:30. Tampa Bay here Saturday. Dallas here Sunday. Tampa Bay here back Tuesday, but tonight had success against the Red Wings. I know they've been good. They're good at home. You got the 1 point with the shootout, 2 points rather, with the shootout on Tuesday night. And did I miss it? Does this wrap up the season or they got two more?
Where are you trying to get here? You trying to figure something out?
No, I'm trying to set you up. Go, Charlie.
Thank you. Yes, this is game 8.
This is the last one between them, right?
This is game 8. That's what I thought. Of the regular season series. Tonight will be the last game against the Detroit Red Wings this season. We are in that territory already where we're starting to see the Predators close out regular season series. Fellas, take a look at the schedule. There's just 16 games to go, including tonight. So after tonight, 15 left on the schedule this season. The opponent that appears the most times on the schedule, and by the way, it's a even split 8-8 between the teams above the Predators in the standings and the teams below the Predators in the standings in the games remaining. Four of them, though, will come against the Carolina Hurricanes, who currently are 1 point out of first place. So those are going to be difficult games for the Nashville Predators as the Canes look to wrestle the division away from the other two teams at the top, the Florida Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Three of them coming up against Chicago. I think that that's going to be the most important three-game stretch and will probably determine the number four seed in this division, the 17th, the 19th, and the 21st. The first one's at Bridgestone Arena. The second two are at the Blackhawks. So for the Nashville Predators, those are the only two teams they'll face more than two times. Two versus Tampa, two versus Florida, two Columbus, and two versus Dallas left on the schedule. And then we are complete with the season. At this point, the Nashville Predators, after seven games against the Wings this year, well, they are 5-2. They split the first four, but since have gone on a run of three in a row. So they are 5-2. They picked up 10 points, and they have outscored the Wings 21-14. And fellas, taking a look around, the rest of the division on the ice tonight, so there will be significant movement in the standings. Florida's got Carolina, Tampa Bay's got Columbus, and Dallas has Chicago. And the only thing you're hoping for in that Dallas-Chicago game is no 3 points. You don't want anybody picking up any extra or additional points at this time of the season.
Anything on Arvidsson yet?
No update. He's on the trip. You got to anticipate if they took him on a two-game road trip, and tonight's the second game of that two-game road trip, that he's probably going to get back in, but I have no definitive information on that. And also, oddly, I guess because it's just a quick road trip, and again, we can't send media on the road right now, so no update on Dante Favreau. Do not have any indication if he's ready to go tonight. I also do not have any indication on any of the other updated injury timeframes. We're working on the information that's been given out in the last couple of days. So unfortunately, we don't know about Favreau. We don't know about any of the injured players, but hopefully they're going to all be getting back in the lineup soon. That was tough to see Dante Favreau only play 4 minutes the other night at Detroit and then go out of the lineup, which what appears to be a lower body injury. But again, I do not have the definitive information, nor we've been given an update on that. But for the Preds, handle your business tonight. You finish the regular season series against the Wings 6-2, and that's not bad considering you split the first four.
Monday, the trade deadline. What are you thinking?
I think right now you're going to hear a lot of Stan Pat Poile when it comes to social media. I don't think that David Poile is going to move Matthias Ekholm. You don't have to. It was something that should have happened if the team was going to fall out of things and not make a run at anything. But Matthias Ekholm's still under contract for one more year. The new current fad is to trade guys at the draft instead of at the trade deadline.
Right.
So over the summer, if David Poile is ready to make that move, Matthias Ekholm, this is the reason, guys, and I've explained this to you guys and you guys understand this. Matthias Ekholm is due for a massive pay raise and he has earned it and he deserves it. And there are more than enough NHL GMs, John Burton, to use your phrase, that will pay his services. They will absolutely pay the money that he's required. So for the Nashville Predators, they just can't afford to have a third. It's not a max contract like we talk about in the NBA, but Josi and Ellis, there is a ton of money and years tied up, and for good reason. They're both excellent players, but you can't add another defenseman to the long list of massive contracts with tons of years on them at this point. It just would not be good business, and Matthias Ekholm at this moment, he's a highly valuable commodity. If he was to be traded right now, I do believe the Predators could get a first-round draft pick. I do believe they could get a rostered player and a prospect from the system that they were trading for. I think that he would bring back three very significant assets. Granlund, I don't think that you're going to move him out either. I think the Predators are going to just go ahead and hold on. You might see a minor move here, a minor move there, but I don't think there's going to be anything that significant to impact the roster. I will say, though, take a look at the Columbus Blue Jackets. Take a look at the Buffalo Sabres. Both of these teams have players that they are highly dissatisfied with at this point, and they are very good offensive players. I don't know what kind of fire sale these two teams are willing to have, but there are a couple of players out there that if the Predators were able to get them for an affordable price, and they have been able to put a lot of prospects on display in these last few weeks, if they're able to come up with something that would supplement the offense and help them at a reasonable price, especially since we don't know the long term on the Forsberg, we don't know the long term on the Duchesne, and we can't afford to go into the playoffs lacking two of your top six forwards. So if the Preds can find something out there at the trade deadline that's economical and makes sense, go for it. But as far as players exiting and where we were a month ago when this was going to be a blow up and a mass exit, which I never bought that. I never believed that. I always thought it would be a select and targeted type of operation for trade deadline, move out contracts that are going to be expiring, move out players that simply aren't needed any longer. And that's changed a little bit, though. And the Predators being in fourth place, right now, you're looking at a potential first-round matchup. I know things don't end today, but the Florida Panthers have first place. I do think Tampa Bay ends up in first place by the end of the season. They played one less game than the Florida Panthers and are 2 points back. So I think that you're looking for a first-round series against a really, really tough opponent. And for the Nashville Predators, they'll need everyone they got. And guys, the trade deadline for the Preds, let's face it, if Forsberg, if Duchesne, if these guys can come back healthy, that's better than a trade deadline. That's players that you already know are already in the system, already have chemistry with their teammates, and you don't have to spend anything that you've already spent all the capital to bring those guys here. So for the Nashville Predators, I don't think it's going to be a very noisy Monday during the trade deadline. I think you'll see some minor moves and maybe a prospect or two brought into the system.
See, for me, fellas, it comes down to the Predators having a long talk with themselves and deciding, what are we? Obviously, right now, we're a playoff team. Are we a serious Stanley Cup final, you know, winning potential type team?
See, I think you asked that, though. Listen.
You think it's just get in and
you
go
play the
and
entire
and
regular season for one goal and one goal only, to make the playoffs.
Right.
If you lose in the playoffs, so what? You lose. If you lose to a better team, you lose straight up, so what? But this whole notion and this part of the fan base that's like, you know what? We need to just stop playing hard. We need to stop winning games. Okay, and then all these guys that have these multi-million dollar contracts start losing their contracts, losing money, getting traded to teams they don't want to be a part of. It's a domino effect. It affects the entire fan base. And when you tank, fellas, and I think we can all understand this, we've watched the cycle for enough franchises, the difference between selectively rebuilding, like I have advocated for this entire season, and blowing it up is about a two-year rebuild versus about a 5 to 7 year rebuild. Because if you blow the whole thing up and you're going to go, all I want is draft picks. Well, okay, start drafting guys in the first round next season. Guess what? They're not going to be ready for 2, 3, 4 years. Then they got to adjust to the NHL. So I think the Nashville Predators, I don't think you need to ask that question necessarily.
But I'm saying,
you make the playoffs.
But I'm saying in terms of like, all right, how are we going to, you know, with the opportunities we have at the trade deadline, how are we going to, you know, work this roster? Are we going to work it to try to go all in and make that run? Or, as you said, selectively rebuild and try to win while we do it?
If this team goes all in, then that's a mistake.
Yeah.
It's a mistake. Right now, if you take these prospects that have transformed your season and you start trading all of them off for some no-name commodity because he has 16 goals or something, and he's going to be gone after the playoff run? Absolutely not. I don't want to hear about, I've traded 3 prospects and 2 draft picks for Peter Forsberg. I don't ever want to hear about a deal like that again, because you know what that deal did for the Predators? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You got a huge name that was on 1/4 of an ankle, and he came in and fell down in the shootout, and then the Predators left, and it was highly disappointing, and the draft picks and the prospects they gave up could have helped the team for years and years to come. No, I don't believe in going all in to get some big rental piece to go for some type of run. You go with who's brought you here. If you can make some selective deals and get your roster a little bit stronger, go for it.
But that's kind of my point.
But I do not believe in selling off a bunch of prospects and draft picks right now to try and make. I don't believe in the 19.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if there's a deal out of there to make your roster a little bit better,
I don't believe in the 94 Rangers method of trading away every single player under the age of 26 for a player that's over the age of 36 because they had won 5 Stanley Cups and had enough experience to get them through. Yes, it got the Rangers the 94 Stanley Cup, but John Burton, where have the New York Rangers been since 1994? Nowhere. Because they blew up their organization for a decade for one chance. And look, you've only won 1 in 90+ years, so I guess good job by you.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not want to see an organization blow up everything just to make one run. I want it to be a slow, consistent build that pays off for years to come.
All right, thank you, Charlie. Predneck Nation out there?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's out there somewhere. You know, I'm so excited that baseball is back. There's nothing like watching a game with a great weather, a cold drink, you know, brew, whatever, and a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting you new users swing for the fences risk-free. You'll get $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. Certainly, FanDuel Sportsbook. Download that app. Greg P. The promo code is Greg P. 21 and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager. Only for risk-free bet. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Site credit expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem. Call TNredline.com. Take advantage of that $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win at FanDuel. Time now for the Masters Report.
But to make birdies closing out was really fun on a pretty difficult track. And then it's about refocusing here and taking it the next step. I mean, I feel it's actually been a lot easier for me to look forward versus kind of looking back, I guess. And that's exciting. I mean, I just feel like there's a next level that I've been at that I'm still searching for right now.
Spieth, the 2015 Masters champion. Just 2 months ago, he was 92nd in the world. Now he's in the top 40. And Spieth is in the last group to tee off today, 2 Eastern, with PGA champion Colin Morikawa and Cameron Smith. You're listening to coverage of the 2021 Masters on Westwood One.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf. Even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Today we'll have mostly sunny skies, high 76. Mainly clear tonight, low 56. Friday's going to be sunny, but we can't rely on a stray afternoon thunderstorm or high 82. Widespread thunderstorm Saturday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If you want to give us a call, Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pug, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin at Cold Hall Studios, right here. Got the more of the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Coldest team in town, Goggin.
Coldest Cold team Hall. In town, baby.
Yep.
You know it.
But hooping it up, the shoot around this coming Saturday, we have that.
Great show.
Yeah, and University Showcase.
Seriously,
well.
You guys do a great job with that show.
Well, Tom's such an, I mean, I am the conductor, and he plays all the instruments.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right. You're the point guard. You're the facilitator. Yeah. And he's the guy that takes all the shots.
Exactly. And gets all the rebounds. It does all the work.
Right. Gets the steals, rebounds, blocks.
Plays defense.
Protects the rim. Yeah.
I just bring the ball. I bring the ball up and get it over to him.
Three dribbles, and you pass it to him.
I'm done. And if it's coming back the other way, we're messed up. So, 615-844-5600 if you want to give us a call about whatever you want to call. Keon Johnson, no surprise, going to the NBA draft.
Yeah.
Kid out of Shelbyville, played at Webb School, and now going to the NBA draft. I'd say most have him like mid, that 14, 15, mm-hmm. 16 range.
Well, obviously a player with a lot of potential, an explosive player, very athletic player. You know, we saw that spectacular dunk he had during the regular season, so... yeah, you have an opportunity to be a mid-first round pick in the NBA draft. Remember, folks, this is guaranteed money. You know, it's not like the NFL where it's, you know, your signing bonus and that's it. You know, so, yeah, great opportunity for him, and hopefully he'll take advantage of it.
615-844-5600 down in Cullioca, our friend RD. Hello, RD.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, I've been waiting to look up and see the three of you come into town riding backwards on the same mule, and it hadn't happened yet.
They will. Give it time.
Listen, yesterday I heard it was engaging with color concerning the arrest that's been going on. You may recall during toward the end of Coach Fuller's, first of all, full disclosure, I'm not a ball hater. I love balls. But there was, I mean, a rash of arrests, separate cases, separate charges. And at that time, a joke surfaced, which is starting to apply today. The joke goes, this lady calls the Knoxville Police Department and states that her neighbors are out of town and there's a group of young men burglarizing their home. And the dispatcher tells her, well, we'll get a car out there as soon as possible. Until then, you can help us by writing down their UT football jersey numbers. pretty strong stuff. But anyway, that's all ball fans keep the faith, and have someone tell me once, because the good times, bad times are just like the good ones. They come and go.
Yeah, RD, you know, I've been saying it all along that, you know, for the next, you know, for the foreseeable future, put it that way, if you're a big-time Vol fan, your faith and your loyalty is going to be tested, you know, between what's going on campus, between, you know, whatever's going on in terms of their level one and level two violations, whatever the NCAA decides to do, whatever the school decides to do vis-a-vis self, you know, sanctions or whatever, you know, new coaching staff, bunch of key players have left via the transfer portal. Your loyalty and faith in this program is going to be tested, and you know it's going to be a matter of who sticks with it and who, you know, jumps off the wagon, right?
You're so right. Not only is it going to be tested, it's been tested.
Right. Yeah. You're right.
But with that said, I assure you, and I think a lot of many ball fans take the same stand. Regardless of what happens, I'm with them and I'll be there for them.
All right. Thank you, RD.
Thanks,
appreciate
RD.
The phone call. Text me your address. We'll all three of us on a backward mule. I don't know, but maybe we'll take a little trip down there.
Tell you what, that put a hurting on that mule if you and I get on top of a mule together.
We're talking about Keon Johnson. I was just looking at NBADraft.net, and they're one of the more reputable ones. That's what they do.
Sure.
Second, Keon Johnson to the Kings with the 8th overall pick. Cade Cunningham, you know, out of Oklahoma State to Minnesota to 1. Evan Mobley out of Southern Cal, Detroit 2. Jalen Suggs, we just saw him at Gonzaga, 3 to Houston. Jalen Green out of the G League, 4 to Orlando. And just looking on Scotty Barnes out of Florida State to Cleveland at 6. So just look at that. I'm Corey Kispert. Let me ask you something. Corey Kispert, 9th Oklahoma City. Can he play in that league?
I don't know.
It's a good question, isn't it?
It is. It is. I think we'll know more, obviously, when they have the draft combine and all that kind of stuff, and he can get further evaluated. I don't know. I can't really firmly answer that right now as we sit. You know, he's a smart player, obviously, fundamentally sound, but you know, we'll have to see. I think he's gonna have to really, really show at these draft combines that they have now, which are really cool to watch, you know, as these players go through drills and stuff like that, because you know as well as I do, dude, you're a basketball guy, you're a basketball lifer. It's like, it's almost a different game when you go from the college level to the NBA level, you know.
Jaden Springer, the Hawks, 19, you know, obviously the freshman guard at Tennessee. Just running down some locals of note. B.J. Boston going to the Bucks at 28, at 26th out of Kentucky. My man Charles Bassey, Western Kentucky. I'm surprised he's this low. 6'11", can run the floor. They got him going to the Sixers, which I think would be a really good place for him to land with, because that's, you know, that team wants, you know, I guess Embiid is back, right? He's just sort of slow and playing it, you know, the return a little bit.
A lot of big time players injured right now, you know. Lakers, both their big two is, you know, they've been out, and like you said, Embiid's been hurt.
Yves Pons, not until 45 overall, second round to the Celtics. That surprise you that he's going that late? Pons?
Well, he seems like...
Or predicted to, anyway.
Well, yeah, when you have a guy that, you know, he's kind of a specialist, right? A defensive specialist, but he can hit some shots. I've seen him hit some threes, you know. I haven't really seen him, like, create his own shot or drive to the basket or anything like that.
Well, yeah. He's a defensive guy and a rebounder.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
he's almost...
He's a rim protector,
a lot like Dennis Rodman, quite frankly.
Exactly, yeah. And there's a role for that in the NBA still, even though, the offenses are more wide open, but... I'd have to look at the rest of the field, I guess, to really get an idea of where he might land or maybe should land.
But no, I just read it over some of the locals. Get Cade Cunningham projected at the top, the Oklahoma State freshman guard. Actually, the first 8 picks are all freshmen. Now, 2 of them went to the G League instead of playing college, but the first 8 picks are freshmen. How about that?
How about that?
And then the first senior is 9th overall, Corey Kispert with Gonzaga. So,
what do you think? Do you think Kispert can play in the NBA?
I think a role player, shooter, certainly going to be a shooter. I think he's got basketball skills. I wonder who he's going to guard. He's at 6'9". Can he guard a 2? No. Can he guard a 3 in that league? No. I don't know. Can he guard a 4? Does he have the inside, you know, fours these days face the basket, though, and run
exactly,
the floor.
Yeah. It's not like the old Karl Malone days where he would have his back to the basket, and remember, he'd wait for the cutter.
Kevin McHale.
Yep.
Yeah, remember, think of all the great fours over the years, right? You always had that 5 as the true post, and then you had the others. Who was the 4 to Willis Reed? Dave DeBuscher. That was a prototypical. You know, their 2 forwards were Bill Bradley and Dave DeBuscher, and their guards were Walt Frazier and Dick Barnett.
And then later, Earl the Pearl Monroe, 2 point guards, and they were able, and him and Clyde were able to kind of mesh together. They made it work.
Earl the Pearl Monroe, man, one of my favorites, man.
Yeah.
When he got to spinning around and juking and stuff, man. And Pearl Washington had it, you know, too.
Oh, he was my hero at Syracuse, Dwayne the Pearl Washington. Oh, he was one of the guys that made the Big East the Big East, him and Ewing and Chris Mullen.
I would say those three. Well, yeah, but you deeper than that, every school had their...
Oh, I know, yeah, I know. But
St. John's had Walter Berry.
But I felt like when the Big East started to become the Big East, I think those 3 guys were like the pillars of that.
Ronnie Cicely. Right.
Ronnie Cicely, Derek Coleman at Syracuse, Billy Owens. You mentioned Walter Berry. They had back-to-back players of the year, St. John's did. Mullen, then he left, and Walter Berry got it. And then, you know, obviously, you know, it went on to all the guys at Georgetown.
Yeah, Georgetown run, obviously, of Patrick Ewing and Sleepy Floyd and that crew.
Yep.
And that was some good basketball right there, man. That league was exploded by ESPN television. They were made for each other. Northeast, you know, and because a lot of those schools, Georgetown, back in the 70s, I remember Western Kentucky would schedule Georgetown as one of those knockoffs and then win 90-50, you know, before John Thompson, and television exploded it. There's no doubt about it. We'll do this. We're going to take a break. Coming up after the break, TSU football coach Rod Reed.
Are you looking to start your own home gym?
Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700, next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
At NAPA, we keep things moving. If it has wheels and an engine, we help keep it on the road. And if it's on the road, we have parts for it. And if you need a part, you can get it fast, like same-day pickup or next-day delivery fast. At NAPA, when we're not thinking about cars, we're thinking about the people who drive them. Because when it comes to serving you and our community, our motor never quits. That's NAPA know-how. Same-day pickup and next-day delivery available at participating stores and on in-stock items only.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, were presented by Omni National Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall, coldest team in town. Joined now by TSU football coach Rod Reed. Hello, Rod.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, coach?
Hey, man. Before we look ahead, we look back. Last 2 weeks are sort of a dichotomy. You get off to that fast start against UT Martin. You close the deal. You get off to the slow start against Tennessee Tech, and it just seemed like you were always playing catch-up.
Yeah, we never got anything going. I thought that, offensively, they did a really good job of, they just outworked us pretty much. We had guys in the right place in some spots, but, got outworked by the defender, and we didn't finish blocks, and they played a heck of a game defensively. Dwayne had them ready to play. Did a better job I did getting them prepared for that one. But, I thought that, when I go down the stat sheet and I look, defensively, you had 13 tackles for loss and 3 sacks. You would think that, that would be positive for you, but we gave up too many big plays on the defensive side. We held them a lot. We made them punt a lot, but too many big plays in the run games off, guys missing assignments or whatever the case may be. So we got to clean that up because Simo has a couple of really good running backs, and they got a quarterback that throws the ball pretty well. So, it's kind of the best of the rest right now, dealing with the injuries and stuff like that. But, we got to put them out there and get ready to go.
Also, if I'm looking at stopping TSU's offense, certainly the explosion, and I don't think of any other way to call it, and the explosion of Devon Starling onto the scene, the Cane Ridge High School product, OVC newcomer of the week leading into the game Saturday, 134 yards against Murray, 149 against Murray, 134 against UT Martin. I thought that Tech was really committed to take him out of the game.
Yeah, they put eight guys in the box a lot, to try to stymie the run game, and they did that. But like I said, I thought, we were at the point of attack. A lot of times it didn't finish blocks, but, we got to do a better job of finishing there. But, hats off to them for having a good game plan for that. When they do that, we got to be able to make plays on the outside. But, with that, they bought some pressure, and they kept our quarterback, off his mark all night, and we weren't even able to get any balls down the field.
Isaiah Green, Devion Bryant, I know Devion playing more against Tech. He came on in the win over UT Martin, had the big 32-yard touchdown run. What do you look at when you make the decision to go with Green or Bryant? Is it a feel? Is it something that's already set on which series this quarterback will get compared to that? How does that work?
Well, you know, going into the game, we had him by a series, you know, getting those guys in. Because, again, you know, Davion, you know, he went all fall camp. He has a little bit better grasp of the offense, and Isaiah's still limited in some things that he can do. So we got to be selective on, you know, when we got him in there. So that's kind of how that goes. You know, we were doing it by series, and then, you know, whoever had the hot hand would continue to go. But I don't think either one of them really got a hot hand on Saturday because of the disruption in the pocket that we were getting back there. So, you know, we just tried to play it by ear on that, and Stretch ended up, you know, finishing the game. And he'll get the nod this week starting out, and then we'll rotate Isaiah in.
Tell me about Southeast Missouri. I know Coach Matuszek has had a good little run of success here the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, they're always a hard-nosed football team. You know, they play that three-down bare front, and it's kind of like a 3-3 stack at times. But, you know, they try to bring five and six, and, you know, they'll bring a little pressure and try to get you off kilter a little bit by not knowing where the pressure's coming from. But they got three guys in the middle that really clog up the run game. And in the secondary, they got a couple of corners that can cover. They got a lot of confidence in covering man-to-man. So we got to be able to kind of puncture the run game a little bit and be able to get some play action going on them. But I think it's a winnable game for us. I think, you know, if we can just keep up with the bodies and not get anybody else go down, we'll match up pretty good with these guys.
It was certainly good getting middle linebacker Niall Love back. You can tell the difference when he's on the field.
Oh, yeah, Niall did a really good job on Saturday. He took away the screen game to the running back single-handedly, which was something they really liked to do. And, you know, he was real active in the run game. So he's still not 100%, but, you know, at 85% Saturday, he played pretty well.
One more opportunity to play a Sunday afternoon at Hale Stadium. And looks like the weather's going to break just in time for it to be a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Nothing like football in this spring and that last opportunity to come to Hale Stadium to see a game.
Oh, yeah, we've been pretty decent at home. I think we're 2-1 at home this year. I'd like to finish out 3-1. I think these kids want to do the same. And, you know, we've got to defend our home turf against a good football team. So it'll be great going out there, getting one more opportunity, just like you said.
TSU football coach Rod Reed with us this morning. John?
Coach, we asked you before the season how you thought the kids would, you know, handle this whole, you know, schedule change, playing in the spring as opposed to playing in the fall. As you sit here with one game to go, how do you think your team responded to that?
You know, I think they responded well. You know, we practiced hard and fought hard all year long. You know, the things that you can't overcome are the injuries and, you know, the COVID protocol, stuff like that. You know, the last 2 weeks, you know, we had up to 18 to 25 guys out. And, you know, it's just tough, you know, not having the same rotation in. You know, you mix and match in the offensive line, defensive line, linebackers from week to week. So it's been tough on them, you know, but it also got these young guys a lot of opportunities to play. You see the emergence of Chris Walker, you know, Baez, DeToya Adewale, you know, a lot of young guys, Zaire Thornton, a lot of young guys getting the opportunity to play, Jalen Rouse on the offensive side. So I think it bode well for those guys getting the experience to be able to play and be able to, you know, learn about adversity and how you got to fight through it, you know, when injuries and stuff happen.
Yeah, and it seems like injuries, Coach, you know, you and I have talked about it, you know, geez, seemingly the last 4 or 5 years, and, you know, not much you can do about it. And I know any coach will say, hey, next man up. It's got to be frustrating, though, dealing with these injuries year after year.
Well, it's very frustrating, and I think it starts with kind of our you know, not being able to have the kids here in the summer for the last 3 or 4 years. That really hurts because you got to train year-round for this game. And, you know, you can get them ready to play, you know, mm-hmm. first 2 or 3 games and without getting that attrition. But you got to have that summer school and be able to do things year-round in order to be successful. That's what the good teams are doing. And I think that Dr. Allen does have that infrastructure for that to happen here, to be able to keep these kids here and train them with our trainers and stuff year-round. So hopefully that'll happen. And I think, you know, it'll pay dividends.
Rod, as always, we appreciate the time. Good luck Sunday.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks. Go Big Blue.
TSU football coach Rod Reed. You'll take a break here, Charlie, and then we'll take this break, and then we'll have our master's report right after it.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du Vientu.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. Just go to babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
Tri-State Forecast.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan Forecast. Today we'll have mostly sunny skies, high 76. Mainly clear tonight, low 56. Friday's going to be sunny, but we can't rule out a stray afternoon thunderstorm or high 82. Widespread thunderstorm Saturday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Coming up in just a few moments, our Masters 2021 report.
Hello, friends.
Sponsored by Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard, Old Hickory, Tennessee. Call and book a tee time today, 615-847-5507. That's once again Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard, Old Hickory, Tennessee, 615-847-5074. From Westwood One, our Masters report.
From Augusta National Golf Club, Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the Masters. I'm Ted Emmerich. Justin Thomas has climbed the leaderboard and improved his standing at every successive Masters he has played. He notched his first top 10 finish last year with a solo fourth, and JT is just trying to stay centered this week.
If I'm not in the right place mentally, like I'm not in a good frame of mind, you know, it's going to be hard for me to, or anybody I would think, to play and perform well. So I really, really make sure to be rested and be in a good frame of mind. And that way, if I don't have my best stuff, I feel like I can get it around, because that's some of my golf I'm most proud of is when I've been able to get it around without my best stuff and then end up kind of finding myself in contention and winning golf tournaments as opposed to just, you know, playing lights out.
Well, Thomas was lights out on the weekend in his victory at the Players last month. JT is in the second to last group to tee off today at 1:48 Eastern with Louis Oosthuizen and Tony Finau. You're listening to coverage of the 2021 Masters on Westwood One.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
First round underway at the 85th Masters. Some big names on the first nine. We checked the leaderboard sponsored by Grainger. Grainger has supplies and solutions for every industry. Visit Grainger.com. Dustin Johnson, even after four holes, the defending champ started with a bogey at the difficult first hole, responded with a birdie at two, pars at three and four. Brooks Koepka, four-time major champion, coming off the knee surgery from last month. Nothing but pars after six holes, both at even par, and they're two back of Siwoo Kim, Corey Connors, and Christian Bezuidenhout. Kim, two under through nine. Connors is through 10 holes. Bezuidenhout from South Africa is through five. Michael Thompson, Kevin Kisner, Hideki Matsuyama, Abraham Anser, John Rahm, Patrick Reed, Paul Casey, all at one under, one back. From Augusta, I'm Ted Emmerich, Westwood One Sports.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf, even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, nine of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue downtown.
Golfers, tee it up this year at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with the hottest new arrivals from Titleist. Introducing the new Titleist TSI family of drivers. The new TSI drivers are faster in the air, longer off the tee, and straighter down the fairway. Four drivers give you maximum performance for any type of dedicated golfer. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast.
Today we'll have mostly sunny skies, high 76. Mainly clear tonight, low 56. Friday's going to be sunny, but we can't rule out a stray afternoon thunderstorm or high 82. Widespread thunderstorm Saturday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Five-star Fence and Stain. That's right. Five-star Fence and Stain is on the air, reminding all Americans to stand tall and show support for the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Hear, hear. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. Please visit USO.org to see how you can send a care package to a hero today. Now, how cool would that be? Somewhere around the world, they get a care package just from you. So go to USO.org to do that. This salute brought to you by your local number one trusted contractor for all your fencing needs. Call Five Star Fence and Stain for the finest quality five-star fences, from chain link, steel, aluminum, wood, to beautiful vinyl fences. They do it all. Call the pros, 615-506-8939. That's 615-506-8939. Five-star Fence and Stain, standing tall, supporting our troops and first responders. Hear, hear. They're people who care.